The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Just Create.
That's the band run at Radio Memphis, Just Create.
It's a very bossy song.
Well, it's about being arty.
Arty?
Not like Artie Johnson arty, but, you know, being artistic. What are you doing over there?
I don't know.
Kate's got gas, ladies and gentlemen. She's being all farty. Thanks for the miso soup.
The mic stand is haunted.
We should grease it up a little bit, maybe. It's all we need. Just add lube and you can write in on the show.
No, we don't need lube down here for any reason.
Really?
No. It's not. It's
half the audience went,
Rachel,
hello.
This is Rosie. Hi, everyone Rosie. Asks when they come in. Everyone comments.
Over the weekend, Dee, during the Around the World show, had a Frenchman down here by the name of Jake Calypso.
Okay.
And he took a selfie with Dee and I and himself there in front of Rosie. And all these people in the background in French were going, who's the chick on the wall? They wanted to know who she was and if she was available, apparently. And I've already had somebody said that, because we were talking about advertisement earlier, it's a long, long story, but he goes, so I get it, everything's for sale at the station. He said, is she available? And I said, she's not for sale so much as she is for rent.
No, see, I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
I have a beautiful idea for a fundraiser for the station.
Okay. Pimp her out?
No, we sell raffle tickets.
Uh-huh.
And the winner gets a picnic lunch with Rosie.
As long as we get her back.
Yeah, no, intact. Joel is going to chaperone the
picnic. That'll be big, yes.
There's a chaperone for the picnic.
I can hear it. Now you can't touch her there.
I'll cook part of it. We've got Dee, we've got Tundria. I'm being totally sexist
here. No shit, really, I cook.
Every woman, so everyone here that cooks can throw something in this basket, and essentially you're getting a picnic with Joel.
And a sex doll.
And a sex doll in the park.
Over and over.
She's clothed. It'll be fine.
That sounds romantic.
It sounds, you know, and Joel is the perfect chaperone because you heard his voice.
Right.
Yeah. I don't believe Miss Rosie wants you to touch her that way. Yeah. I made Joel way too southern there, but.
Yeah, well, you know, make sure the bong is cool before you put it next to her.
Don't melt her. No, well, this is a brilliant plan.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know if anybody'd be interested in doing that, but it could have fun, I suppose.
You are underestimating.
I'm underestimating the level of intelligence of the people who consume this.
I'll even let her borrow a skirt for the date.
She's gonna need one.
Yeah, she can wear her Radio Memphis shirt. That way, we get press out of it.
She's actually wearing panties.
She is
made by Pangea.
Yes.
Or provided by Pigeon.
To go to the park, she's going to need, shoes.
And, yeah. And, well, somebody autographed her butt, which is kind of,
She can borrow one of my skirts. I'm going to want it back.
You know, she has a sister.
You told me, but her sister has not been fully.
Her sister's in storage, just put it that way. She's in a filing cabinet at the home office. And she's a redhead with tattoos.
Okay. Okay.
Because we had thought at one time to go ahead and inflate her with helium and see how that would work.
I'm for it, especially for the picnic.
Yeah, we'd have to obviously.
It would be
But it would be kind of weird to have her on a leash, because we can't just have her float away. That would be wrong.
Does that make Joel carry?
I think Joel carried her out. like a 6-year-old in the park carrying a balloon. There's a visual image. He's going to be down here in a little while, and it's just, he's going to be just mystified that we've come up with all these ideas.
We do this. The afternoon guy that comes in immediately after us, we do this to him every day.
No, he's amused.
We have some plan that he's involved in.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Here in the midst of the nooner, we are pleasured to have. That sounded dirty. We have someone. We have a lovely lady here in studio. She's a writer. Her name is Rachel. She's a poet. More specifically, she has a book called Vaguelist that is out. Where she available on Amazon. She bears her soul on the internet with a poem, and then she takes the responses after she's solicited them, and then compiles them and anonymously puts them in this book. And I'm just marveling at just how ballsy that really is.
Thank you.
I think you should be, you should be grateful for that, really, because not too many artists they don't want to, be at their openings and stuff. And I guess being a poet is kind of like that, because it's a painting with words, if you will.
Right.
There's a lot that goes with that.
It does. I have another one if you'd like me to read it.
Absolutely, please. Yes. Yeah, lay it on us.
Okay. And this also has where I bantered back and forth with someone.
Like oh, good. Oh, these are fun.
This is called Deifying Desire. I would worship you like the old gods, skin, sweat, and fire, lust kindled inside of me for you and amplified to the heavens in small tokens of flesh. Don't forget to say what you want because I adore the sound of your voice, lover, the catch in your throat as I pleasure you, the tone when you're close. Who does not love the affirmation of moans, quivering thighs and wandering hands, muscles getting taut or muscles trembling? If you do not worship your lover's body each time, ask yourself what pleasure lies in doing something half-heartedly. Each time my heart races, each time I plant my kisses like offerings, each time I give myself entirely, each time I find myself unable to stand. Every part of my body sings hymns of the tangled sheets we share and the electric feel you leave as you trace your fingers along my skin. Afterwards, whispered adulations lull us both to sleep in our tangle of limbs.
Get down!
Rachel, it sounds like you're having a hell of a weekend there when that one was written there. Lord.
Some of the responses.
Yeah. Is this where that. The dick pics show up?
Sometimes they're sporadic.
The dicks?
The dick pics.
Yeah, I got you.
There's no rhyme or reason to receiving dick pics.
It just happens.
Sometimes they just randomly pop up in your inbox.
So to speak, yeah. That's typically how it works when you own one. They just randomly show up.
So you have 4 attempts, 4 responses to achieve demigod status.
This was the response?
Oh, no. This is like how I labeled how many responses I got.
Oh, I see.
So I have to think you intentionally spelled defying wrong, very erotic thoughts on your mind. And my response was, deifying is to make a god of something, whether it be a person or a concept. In this case, I chose desire. So I got to kind of respond to that guy because he thought I had misspelled
guy. Yeah, right.
Something.
Defy. Yeah. That changes the poem.
It changes
entirely.
It entirely to something I wasn't really going for.
No.
But it happened that way.
It did happen that way. This one, you coo? You want to make that happen? And this one, baby, come get me. Fuck it, I'm coming over. Kayla, I love you. So that was someone who thought I was...
Poor Kayla.
Poor lady, you know.
Here's another banter. Hello, are you writing for someone in particular? And I said, when I wrote it, I did write with someone in mind, but when you read it, it became yours. Who do you want to worship? And they said, I don't want to worship anybody. And I said, you're missing out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Have you met any of these people? I mean, aside from the ones that you know... I mean, like, after they've submitted something and then you've, like, met them somewhere?
No, I've never...
Thank God.
I was going to say the same thing, Rick. I was like, what are you doing? Why would you suggest that?
Well, no, I mean, like, if you're hanging out at a bar somewhere or you're having a drink and then some guy, hey, I wrote to you. You know, it's... I mean, obviously because of the anonymity that goes with that.
Right. No one's ever brought it up to me. Of course, for people that I know personally, I've written some poetry and given it to them straight up so they know that's from me. But none of these people have seen me in a bar or out and about.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Right.
Because most people probably wouldn't admit to digging through, you know, online smutty poetry and responding thereto.
What's going to be unfortunate is if you meet someone someday and you're like, wait a minute, I know this dick. It's been in my inbox.
This looks familiar.
You really liked this poem, didn't you?
Yeah, luckily it's been few and far between the dick pics, but they have been in there. And usually it's not even with a hey or hello or...
Well, of course not. That would
it's just the attachment. So I already know, like, not to open that in a public place or just to file it under do not even open. don't open it up.
I think I'm going to start using the word attachment.
Attachment.
Interchangeably.
Yeah.
Like, you know, his is attachment.
It's amusing to me. I mean, first of all, for somebody to, because I don't think like that. I wouldn't randomly, you know,
look at my car.
Yeah, look at my rooster. And it wouldn't be like that, but even taking it that extra step of going, you know, greetings, salutations, hello, how are you? You know. You seem to have a beautiful way with words. Here, take a look at this.
It kind of reminds me of how, like, cats will bring you a mouse or a lizard. It's like, here, I bring this as an offering to you, because obviously you can't get your own. So, view it.
Deifying offerings.
Right.
Are us men that stupid? I guess so, you know. Well, you can't get one on your own, so here, take a look at mine.
I don't know how it works. Like, as I said earlier, there's really no rhyme nor reason to when they show up.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to send back, like, you know, a scale of 1 to 10 or, like, a 5-star to 1-star rating like Netflix.
I have an old friend who used to have this app called Cat Paint, where you can take pictures of cats and insert them into pictures.
Right.
And change the picture. And what she would do when she got them is she would put cats all over them and send them back.
And send it back?
Yes.
That sounds great.
It's brilliant.
It's funny.
I watched her do this in the bar sometimes. She'd be like, I don't even know who this one's from. Just
put cats all over it.
Here's a cat and here you go.
Oh, wait, this cat's puking. That's perfect. Just
cat paint.
Send them back.
Cat paint, yeah.
I'll
cat
have
paint.
To remember that.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So,
yeah, put that on your phone.
It was a perfect solution to that problem, too. Yeah. Because she just,
them.
Yeah. It made it completely unproblematic for everyone. She wasn't shy about it either. She'd just be like, oh, look.
Oh, look at here.
Oh, look, I got a dick from unknown number. Cool. Like,
they can have cats back.
Let's fix it. Yeah.
The website to which you post this to.
That's what you should do. You should write a poem about insignificance. And then when people send you a dick pic, put the poem over the pic and send it back.
And send it back.
Oh, yeah. That's delightful.
That does sound
like a haiku. Make it, you know, something short that you can just plaster over the picture.
As delicate of a question as this is, because of the anonymity that you write under, do you want to announce what that website is, or do you keep that where people will find it on its own? I mean, it's up to you. I mean,
I've kind of kept it, I guess, on the low. It doesn't really say anything about except a public website. So
okay.
I think I'd prefer to.
No, that's fine.
But
no, because
you can find the book on Amazon.
Yeah, you can find the book there on Amazon. Right. But as far as like the website and to be interactive with it, you're on your own, people. Because our people will be like, well, here's, you were talking about dingus. Here's another one. You know, they'll do that to you. And we're our people are a little out there. Yeah.
Some of them.
Most of them.
I like to think we have intelligent listeners.
How adorable. That's all right. But no, I get that, because that could taint the responses. Taint. That could, you know.
it might taint them, yes.
You didn't realize you were coming to talk to 14-year-old boys.
Yeah.
But the difference is
I'm keeping it in my pants. You know, that's the whole difference, thank God. Nobody needs to see that.
I don't know. I've never been a 14-year-old boy.
Well, if you had one, we talked about that. You'd be like a baby elephant in the woods.
If I woke up with one, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would want to figure out everything.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
Well, sure.
Right.
So let me ask you this, Rachel, about your writing. Is it, you know, like musicians, when they're writing music, they tend to write from their personal experiences.
Right.
And I guess poetry is no different, is it?
Yeah, definitely from my heart and what's going on in my life.
The things that you observe, or do you dabble into like the what if type thing? You know, what if this happened, or if I'm, or am I telling a story through somebody else's point of view, or through your eyes?
Hypothetical scenario.
Yeah, do you write under hypotheticals?
If I get inspired enough by something going on that I overhear, you know, the news, media, things like that.
There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that, for sure.
But your own personal experiences, I guess, would probably make up most of your work.
Yeah, this this next one that I was going to read, I actually experienced myself, and I posted it. Of course, this website, you can post like over cities and into different continents, countries I've never even visited before. So I've done that with this poem specifically, cross-posted it, so to speak, and I've gotten lots of different responses and, you know, lots of different women's names. So it really resonated with a lot of folks, I think.
Well, sure, let's hear it.
Okay. This is called You Left Your Shirt.
Uh-oh. We know where this is headed.
Oh, yeah. I wear it sometimes when I am lonely. The fabric is soft on my skin like a prayer, and the smell of you lingers in the cotton thread. I would not have picked this color, although it does make my blue eyes go gray, and when you wore it, it hung on your frame like perfection. I wear it when I am alone, and it soothes my soul some, and when I do not wear it, I tuck it under my pillow. Some things are better left hidden.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, now those responses to that ought to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. You told me you cut it to pieces and threw it away. What color is that shirt? And then this one's very colorful. Take that shirt off, cut it to pieces, soak the pieces in kerosene, set it on fire, and rub the ashes in your wounds because you don't deserve it. You broke my heart.
Fuck you!
Someone said, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And I said, you're here too, aren't you? We are all looking for love in the wrong places because we hope someday we will get it right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff.
There always is something, like, that one resonated with me, though, because there is something about that moment of, like, okay, this is over, oh, shit, there's your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's, like, almost masochistic, because you, like, pick it up and you smell it, and you're like, why am I torturing myself? I think we've all done that at some time or another.
Yeah, I could, you know, where you refuse to let go of the things that may have happened or parts of your past, and you want to maintain some of that, I guess, for the positive memories that may be there or not.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's a little tangled up, you know, the positive and the negative, especially when someone leaves you and leaves something like that behind, I think.
Yeah. Everyone talks about that with breakups. The worst part is my stuff.
Yeah, I gotta clean out. Oh, God. Yeah, I gotta purge, you know.
I need my stuff.
Yeah.
We have to see each other again because I want...
This used to be my favorite pair of pants, but not anymore because you had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a mess.
It's amazing what relationships can ruin for people, too.
Right, songs, even.
Yeah.
For a while.
My husband and I split up briefly. From the time we started dating until we got married, there was a time when we had split up, and the motherfucker ruined bacon for me.
I couldn't
eat bacon without getting sad, and I was mad at him.
Right.
Even though he's, you know, he's off somewhere doing whatever he's doing. He has no idea this is happening, and I'm looking at bacon like, damn you, stupid Filipino.
I think I would, if I was at that spot, I would probably just eat the bacon and cry. Like, I really love bacon.
I do. Well, this is vegan and it's disappointing.
Oh,
I'm
no.
trying. I'm slowly cutting. Oh, now.
Well, you know, there's that extreme there of going all the way to the vegan side of the fence, and then you know.
I kept the man and got rid of the bacon, is what I did.
No.
Apparently, I can't have both.
You can find your way around it, I guess.
But if he should leave a shirt at my house that smells like bacon, is what he should do.
You know, you can get the bacon perfume.
You can.
That's not okay.
I think they even have lotion.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
There's bacon lube.
It's back to lubrication again.
That's
conversation. It just like cycles.
That happens. We tend to have weekly themes that we don't plan. Like just things that'll
just
come
happens
up
organically.
Yeah, that's kind of. There's none of this is really scripted.
Right.
We do have content.
We have
like
one, right?
This break. This is my
now you're here.
Break.
You're here at a good time because this will. I think you'll find this to be, you know, I don't know. Hopefully amused by
every
this.
Day. During the Nooner, we take a moment to breathe deep.
And we listen to some groovy sitar music.
And we listen to the sitar, and we have a moment of zen.
Yes, a meditative moment, if you'd like to.
A Western take on some Eastern knowledge is what we do.
Yeah, like Western, like, I don't know, Phoenix. So we invite our audience to close their eyes, especially while they're driving. Breathe.
A new use for your eclipse glasses, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. Inhale.
Put them back on.
Hold it, exhale, cough. And hear this story from probably about 5,000 years ago. Which I don't know. I just pulled this up. An old Zen master always told his fable to unserious students. Late one night, a blind man was about to go home after visiting a friend. "Please," he said to his friend, may I take your lantern with me?" His friend said, "Why carry a lantern? You won't see any better with it." The blind one said, "No, perhaps not, but others will see me better and not bump into me." So his friend gave the blind man the lantern, which was made of paper on bamboo strips with a candle inside. Off went the blind man with the lantern, and before he had gone more than a few yards, crack, someone walked right into him. The blind man was very angry. "Why don't you look out?" he stormed. "Why don't you see this lantern?" "Why don't you light the damn candle?" asked the other.
A lot of these stories involve assholes giving blind people unlit candles. There's more than one.
Yeah, this is one of them.
It's like this.
This seems sort of familiar, but I don't know.
The moral, we've been doing these for what, about 5 months now?
Something like that,
and what I've realized is that Buddhists don't know how fucking fire works.
Or they do, and they
don't know how to use it.
They use it ironically.
They're fire hipsters?
They're fire hipsters is what they are, and they wind up getting their stuff burned down, and they're assholes.
Yeah.
They're well-meaning assholes, but they're still assholes nonetheless. Assholes. Yes, exactly.
Yesterday's was one of the best ones, though, because someone slapped the Zen master. And I've gotten to where I cheer for that.
Because it's usually the other way around. Zen master slaps the student.
Usually with a stick.
Yeah, canes them.
They don't actually make physical contact.
No.
I've noticed that. They don't touch people.
That's correct. That's because they're not Catholic. Bad.
We're not going to switch this bit to that, are we?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
I mean, I'm already on a Catholic shit list somewhere. I don't need to be added to another one. Not that it matters to me. But I know people who are Catholics. I know they don't like it.
No. No one does. Literally no one likes it. That's one of the...
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, good. You want to hang out some more? You want to stick around with us? Or you got some place to be? You got poetry to write? Dick pics to edit?
Hang out.
With apparently cat paint,
though. Yes, cat paint is delightful.
Get cat paint? Yeah, we'll do that. Well, then hang out then. As we roll on through the Tuesday coming up, the last half of the Nooner. Oh, good. Booker Brown is on the way.
Awesome.
It's the song you like, too.
I like all of them.
Saturday's a primetime party, baby. You'll be here before you know it. Pimp Caesar from Pez is on the way. We'll have that guy and this guy and Crime Time and Science News and all that fun stuff. So stick around as we continue on here at Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.